going to study from the Sfas Emes Pachanaka from Shnas Tafresh Lamed Zayin. We'll start with the later year on page 225, the very first small paragraph in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, appropriate for the first night of Hanukkah. The Beis Yosef famously asks the question of the first night of Hanukkah, the question of Hanukkah. There's a Stefaner Lemeir with 100 answers, right? All of the answers to the question, if there was enough for one night, so why are there 8 nights of Hanukkah? Only 7 nights were miraculous, not 8. So there are so many answers. The Beis Yosef says in his first teretz that they divided up the shemen. The little bit of oil they had, they said, let's burn a little bit every night. They divided it up. And it lasted, though it was a fraction of the oil, through the entire night. And the same thing with the fraction that they used on the second night, the third night, the fourth night, consecutively so. And the other terence, he says, is that they poured it all out, and it just kept refilling. It just kept being there. That little cruse of oil, just somehow, it was the oil that just kept giving. And it wouldn't empty. Which is an interesting way of saying, you know, that when the Kohen Gadol puts something away, right, when it's the Chesomesh of Kohen Gadol, so then somehow that gave it the power to just completely continue to grow, and you couldn't empty it. He prepared it for it to be empty, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it'll always be full, at least for the time that you need it, as long as you need it, this bottle will be always be full. Okay, that's the two truths of the Beis Yosef. Says this class M is the following term. You know why there are 8 nights, not just 7? Avol nira, the bottom right hand side, page 225. Avol nira, ki al yedei she kiyemu balayla harishona mitzvas hadlakas hamenoira, because they fulfilled it with such passion, with such verve, belev shalem, bezeh zochu l'neis. How much it meant to them. Yeah, they had enough oil for one night. That one night, and how precious it was, and how excited and how enthusiastic they were that they could light Hanukkah menorah after not being able to for all those years, what it meant to them to light that menorah, b'lev shalem. Hashem Baruch said, oh, then I have to help you light the next nights as well. It's because of the first night that they were zeichet to the miracle that the oil would last. B'zeh zochu l'neis. Not that it was miracle oil already. They made that the nation should happen. The way and with the force and energy with which they lit the first night, because Baruch Hu said, I must respond with a nation. And then you'll have enough oil for the rest of the nights until you have Shemen that's Torah.
What is this answer? Last 7 days? Or
the actual nation?
Or the first?
Again,
your attitude itself a nation.
Their attitude is not an ace. Adarab, their attitude created the ace. The attitude with which they lit the first night created, warranted, urged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, then let there be an ace. At least when they lit, it was not unnaturally gifted oil. Then after that, you can use any teretz you'd like. How it became, when it became, did it burn down and only a little was left, only 1/8 of what should have burned. But what made it happen was how they did that first night. The excitement, how much it meant to them. It's so classic Sfas Emes, where it's about the rush. What does it mean to you? How are you doing the mitzvah? Remember, you know, we know, oh yeah, sure, you know, lasted 8 days. They had no idea. Adarabah, you would think maybe they came to it, oh, let's hop in the shine. What do we have? We have one night. Okay, let's light. No! They came with, like, the exuberance, the joy, the excitement, the sense of fulfillment. There were the rush that they could do the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, and then he says, Shekein Nizkar, B'seder Alanisim. That's exactly the order in Alanisim. Tirus Mikdashecha, right? Finus Echalecha, Tirus Mikdashecha, V'edlitzu Neirois Pachatzois Kachecha. It doesn't say that there was a nace of any kind with regard to the Havlaka. Alanisim, it says. And in the Nisim of Alanisim, what's mentioned is, it doesn't say that there was a nace of Shemin at all. doesn't mention it in Alanisim. It's not there. Says this Rashi, it's not there because on that first night of Hadlaka, they are what made the nace happen. That's what made the nace. That's the schus. That's what they did right. Perish, and then he says, but that's on the heels of all the victory in Milchama. So he says, Perish the Iker Simchasa, the Nitzuach HaMilchama, the main joyful point of the war, when they vanquished the Greek enemy. Why were they overjoyed? What was it that they celebrated when they beat back the Ptolemaic Greeks? Iker Simchasam Benitzuach HaMilchama, who? Kedei Lekayim Mitzvahs HaMakim Baruch. The whole effort, the battles were all not for some independence and for freedom, just Ki'ilu Chalila, you know, it's a national effort. It's Kedei Lekayim Mitzvahs HaMakim Baruch. That's what it was for. The whole point was that's why they fought all those wars. That's why, because Baruch Hu helped them. Because there was Zaytim Biyad Oizki Serasecha. So of course, Hashem Yisbaruch says, if that's why you fight the war, and that's why you celebrate your success in the battlefield, so that you come back home and light my menorah, because Baruch Hu says, oh, Kasher Rakesh Baruch Hu Chvimus HaMitzvah Yisrahem Achulam Nei. After Kasher Baruch Hu sees what it means to you, that's what it means to you, okay? Then, alright, so that till you get your hands on Shemin that's Tahar, till you go, and a whole Cheshbon of how many days or so, that's one of the answers. One of the answers is that it took 8 days. The reason that it's Hadlaka of 8 days, even though they had one day, is because that's how long it took till they got naturally created tahar oil. So the Mela, we marked those 8 days. That's another one of the answers, right? But what he's saying is it's beautiful, it's magnificent, and it's very precious. Of course, the first night, there was no miracle, but what drove them, the passion with which they lived, the kavana, the ritzayin tahar in their hearts, the ritzayin tahar, b'levavam in their hearts, that's what the miracle was about. That's what created them. Miracle oil, it came because of the hearts of the Yidden.
Since we're running,
that's why it says B'chatzos Keshach, it's entirely possible, and there are those Rishonim and Acharonim who discussed that they may have lit the menorah before even being able to completely cleanse any other Kalim. Having menorah is a one man dama, that's why it's B'chatzos is Keshach and not inside the Heichal. And what did they use? They may very well have used makeshift. If the menorah wasn't tar, they may have not had a menorah to use. They lit menorahs. Okay. Now, in this vein, I mean, that's what it means to you. What does it mean to you to do a mitzvah?
Right near where I lived in Brooklyn, there was a Rebbe, Rabbi Sol Shapiro. He's better known as the Blush of a Rebbe. Very well, one of the known tzaddik.
In Bergen-Belsen in 1943, he had, by that time, already lost his wife, his only daughter and son-in-law, and their child. He was completely bereft. And they put together some food fat, some oil from food. They took threads from their concentration camp uniforms, concentration camp prison garb, made wicks, hollowed out a raw potato, and lit nerves.
You can just imagine that he burst into tears on the first night, and he says, "Shachiyano v'kiyamanu v'giyano." This is, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're alive to light these nerus in these circumstances. But that's what it means to us. Because of that, that's why there's a nesef. So he says this now in the second piece we'll see, which was from the year before, Tav Reish Lamed Vav, on page 224. Where he says, furthermore, that this is something that's still alive. This accessible energy of Hanukkah is very much alive, as the words of the Bracha say. Inyan Pursumei Nisa, the whole idea of publicizing the Nes, the miracle, Ki Hanes L'Malam HaTeva. Now, the important thing about that, of course, everybody knows, of course, Nais is Lamala Min HaTeva. But because it's Lamala Min HaTeva, it's not restricted to the physical nature of oil, substance, the thing. What else is it not restricted? Time. Because it's a miracle, doesn't have to happen in the context of time, then only. Through the action of doing the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, Ushar his askus halal v'hadad is a very important line. We read carefully. Not only the lighting of the menorah is what we do on Chanukah, our mitzvah of Chanukah is his askus being involved in halal and hadad. And he says this very pointedly, because in the likutim of the Sfat Emes, specifically, Likutim Chanukah, paragraph Lamed Aleph, the Sfas Emes says, note that when the Gemara tells us how this became this Yom Tov that it is, it says, Kva'um, that Chazal established it, Asa'um, they made them into Yomim Tovim, Behalel V'Hoda'ah. Not L'Halel U'L'Hoda'ah. They become Yom Tov, Behalel V'Hoda'ah. Meaning, what makes it a Yom Tov is our saying Halal and Hidot. Not just because it's Yom Tov, so now you have to say Halal because of what Hashem did. No. It's dynamic, it's active. It's happening each year when we say the Halal, we're making the Yom Tov into a Yom Tov. That's what makes the Yom Tov. So it's not that because of the nation then, so we have to say thank you. Yes, that's true, but it's more than that. It's the Hisaskus, just like lighting Neiris. It's not just memory, it's not just in order to memorialize, but because there is an active power and force that's accessible to Yidden now, by Yomohim, Bazman Hazeh, Mamshichim Ha'oras Hanes Ba'olam Hazeh, we draw the energy of that Nes into this world, Umispashet Koyach Hanes, and that power of Nes spreads and grows each year on Chanukah, with each act of mitzvah that we do. Ki mitzvah takluyin b'maisa ha'neis hain. Those mitzvahs that are all about the maisa of the neis, lighting the neiros like they did, saying halal and haido like they did, heima koyach hispashto. In those acts lies the power of spreading and making the miracle grow. When a yid lights Hanukkah neiros, he is making the nes of Chanukah grow. We have to know it and feel it and understand it. That when we light the nes, we're not just memorializing or reenacting Chalila. To just say we're reenacting. I mean, not just saying thank you, but by doing these mitzvahs, we are causing that the power of the nisim for the yidden, for Jewish people's sake, should materialize and be brought back into the world now. Bazman hazeh. Zeh shemevarchin shos nisim. Beis Hadlaka. That's why the Brach of Sha'asa Nisim is so bound up with the act of Hadlaka. Everybody knows that Bidi Avad, if somebody is not able to light, and nobody is able to light for him back at home, and he has no candles with which to light, so what can he do? He has to make a Bracha when he sees someone else's Neiros. Except for the Me'iri. Meiri says you just make the Bracha because it's Hanukkah on the day. Nobody else says that. No other Shita, not the Rashba, not Rashi. In the Gemara and Shabbos, they say, if you see, you should go to see Neiros and say a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu B'Yamim B'Zman Hazeh on the candles that you see, not just on Chanukah. On the other Yamim Tovim, if you we say the Shechiyonu and Kiddush, and you would say it even if you don't have any appurtenance of mitzvah on which to or to which to connect the bracha of Shechiyonu. No, on Hanukkah, it has to be connected to a Hadlaka. Yours or someone else's at the very least. Really? You should just have to say it because no, the Shechianu also you say when you have a Hadlaka. Let's say somebody can't make a Hadlaka the first night. But he wasn't able to. Does he say a Shechianu? No. He is supposed to wait until that night, second, third, whichever first night he's able to. Whenever he's able to light, that's when he should say the Shechianu. Because we are all focused on what makes Hanukkah happen. And you know what makes Hanukkah happen? What we do. what we do. Kedushas Levi, in there are two parts, Kedushas Shniyah of Kedushas Levi. The Berditchiva said, Hanukkah more than any other time is dependent upon what we do. And that's really connected to what Yidden did, what the Chashmonaim did. It was so much, there was so much that they had to do. I mean, to fight back a whole army, a small band of Yidden who were Mais and Nefesh did so much. And that's because this is Hanukkah, which is all about what are you going to do to bring Tahara back to the Beit HaMikdash. You're not going to just say, well, I was very thankful that it was possible, and thank you, Hashmonaim, for doing it in the past. No, no, no. What are we going to do? But manazeh. So that's why, Tricha Levarach Alayomim, you should really just say, Shos Anisim Labaseinu, even without the Hadlokah. Avshayim Lelahadlik. But no. As we said, only the Me'iri has such an opinion. Otherwise, we pass in, Mevarachin Shos Anisim, Be'ez Hadlokah. And yeah, just as an aside, you should know there's a very interesting opinion that Budraham brings Rabbeinu Yoina, which we don't do. Rabbeinu Yoina has a very interesting way of saying, you light that candle of the night separately from the others. In other words, tonight he says all three brachas one after the other. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, tomorrow we would say, Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, light one candle, and then before the second candle, we would say Sha'asa Nisim. And on the third night, similarly, we would say the bracha of Lahadlik on the first candle, light a second, and before the third, say Sha'asa Nisim Lav Hasenu. That Sha'asa Nisim Lav Hasenu is so tied up to the nest that you say it before that number candle that is the number of the night. Okay. Mashma, Uba Gemara Mashma She'en Mevarchin Rak HaMadlik Ay Haroya Ner Chanukah. The bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is so bound up with either lighting or at least seeing Ner Chanukah. Ulufid Vireinu Mevuach. Of course, he says, Ki Ein Tfisa Beguf HaNes, because we have no connection, meaning we don't have intimate ties. We're not bound to the Nes. It doesn't become a part of our reality. Rak Al Yidei HaNes. We can't talk about a Nes. We shouldn't talk about a Nes on Chanukah as if it's for them. It has nothing to do with us. And it was in those days there was a Nes. Chalila! These are days when Nisim are accessible. These are days of Nes. If you want to be Matar the Mikdash, then it's possible. Right now. How much does it mean to you? How much do you want? How much do you want? That's the only question. How much do you want? Now he says in the next piece, again on page 224, he explains this way how important the Maisa of Yidden, how important what we do really is. Oh, by the way, just again as an aside, the halacha is that if one makes a party, which Mr. Shem will do, we'll have a meal, a festive meal. If you do it for Hanukkah and you say praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at such a party, it turns into a Sudas Mitzvah. And that's how we pass it. That's how we pass it. So it asks me to have meat, and Chanami, the Rambam does mention the word simcha, which would imply you should have meat. There seems to be a Mishnah Brura at the end of Hilchos Yontif that might also indicate that it could be an Indian to have meat. Well, he doesn't say it quite that way. But it depends on what we do. It's not just having a party and eating. And so the remote, doctor says, if we have halal and haidah at that suda, because it's the halal and haidah that not only makes it a suda's mitzvah, it's the halal and the haidah that are the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, that's what brings the entire accomplishment of Hanukkah and the power of Nes to be. That's what makes the Nes happen. What we do is what makes the Nes. Ah, but that's what the Yevanim, exactly what the Yevanim wanted to deny. In the next piece, he says, Issa, the Gemara tells us that the Yevanim, Bikshu Levatel, they wanted to completely annul and prevent us from doing three mitzvahs, Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. Because the Ma'inim Chodesh, what did they care so much about Rosh Chodesh? Did it bother them if we have Rosh Chodesh? What? You know, what's the matter? Scrambled eggs? What bothers them? We used in yeshiva and Rosh Chodesh for the breakfast, right? We, instead of the usual fare, we used to have the chef would make something special for Rosh Chodesh, the cover Rosh Chodesh. It usually was scrambled eggs. So what bothers the Yevanim? We shouldn't have scrambled eggs on Rosh Chodesh. What's Gates on the 11 Rosh Chodesh? Why do you want to get rid of the Chaydish? If you can't just say it means the carbon musaf. There's a lot of carbonists that they could have wanted to undo and not have us ever be makriv chalila. Rakanira hapirish al kiddush chaydish. What they wanted to be mevatel was kiddush chaydish. Kiddush chaydish means what? That time and kedushas hazman, holiness in time, was given over to the Jewish people. We, the Bezdin, decides when it's Rosh Chodesh. And based on when Rosh Chodesh is, that will decide when a Yom Tov is, Chanukah included. That'll decide whether it's the previous month being Malay or Chaser. Whether Rosh Hashanah is the day of the 30th of, yeah, of Elul, or the 31st becomes Aleph Tishrei. It's totally up to the Jewish people, which means that we have this partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in making things happen, in making time holy. That's what the Yevonim wanted to deny. That's what, that the holiness, that sanctity can be imparted and created by us. Like the Gemara says, we say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim in that order, because it's Yisrael who are the ones Al Yirei Bezdin to decide when the Zmanim are Kadosh. Shamu, or Shekosav Yisrael, the Kachimul Zmanim, it's Yisrael who makes the Zmanim Kadosh. V'zeh Shekosav B'Gemara, Shamu, Kislu Lechem Al Keren Asher, Shein Lechem Chelik B'Bukei. Gemara famously says, they want you to inscribe the horn. The horn was actually even used for a baby to nurse from a small hole at the end of a horn, so that baby would see. Ein Lechem Chelik B'Bukei Yisrael. V'kashem Mimayim Nafshechem. If you're going to call him a Lekei Yisrael, so then why do you say Ein Lechem Chelik v'Lekei Yisrael? Kari le'Lekei Yisrael, Eich Ein Lechem Chelik. What they mean is Rak she'emun azu, this faith, this belief, Ratzu levatel mibnei Yisrael. Shelo ya'aminu v'zeh asher hakdusha mushpas kefi ma'aseh. You think that what you do makes a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You think that you have some influence in big worlds? The answer is, yeah, we really do. We cause huge effect in Olam Yisrael Yonim, which come back to then feed and cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all kinds of things back in this world. That's exactly what we are. That's exactly what we do. And that shats chelek. Elechem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachlosi v'chelka, that's Am Yisrael. Because we are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accomplishing great things and causing things to happen al yaday, the mitzvahs that we do, including Chodesh, which is creating Kedusha in time and deciding when Hashem's holy times are. We decide when Hashem's holy times are. And this is the Yevonim said, no. What do you mean? Mankind, we're just passive. The gods, all of them, they affect things. They make things happen. Man doesn't make anything happen. Oh, that's the ultimate heresy to a Jew. Because Yidden believe that everything depends on us. Because Rav made us B'Tselem. What does it mean, B'Tselem Elikim? Just as he had so much power to make things happen from above, we have power, Al-Yidei, our B'chira, to make things from here below. That's why we're called Tselem Elikim. But the Yevonim, the Yevonim are aghast. What do you mean? That man has power to do it, to make it. And God bests you with that power. And we say, exactly. It's all up to our mercy. It's all up to what we do. And that's what Hanukkah is about. Says the Kedusha Levi, it's the time when what we do makes the most difference. Everybody should do Hadlaka and say, I'm being Madlik in air, because by being Madlik in air, I'm bringing back the light. I'm bringing back the light and the Kedusha and the Tahara to the world that needs it. In this world that's so dark, I'm bringing light and truth to the darkest corners, nooks, and crannies of this world. And that's going to bring out great power and great force, because it all depends on what we do. So we're going to light, not a little light, but a lot of light.